Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the ninth day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Beis, Masechta Shviz, Perek Tishi, Mishnah Dalad. Oichelin ala mufkar. One is allowed to eat fruits of Shemitah in your house, as long as there's fruits found of that variety in the wild for animals in a hefker place. Doesn't matter if it's growing or not growing, as long as it's there, available in the field. Abloy ala shomor. But you cannot eat in the vegetables or the fruits in your house if that variety is available only in a protected area. For example, on trees in your chotzer, in your yards. That's considered protected area, shomer. So therefore, if there's nothing available out in the wild, in a hefker area, then you will have to get rid of your fruits, even though it's available on the trees in your yards. Rabbi Yossi matir afala shomer. Rabbi Yossi says no. He says as long as that variety is found on a tree, even though that tree is in a protected area, you're allowed to eat from what you have in the house. Some find this very difficult to understand. Why does Rabbi Yossi say this? Haven't we said all the time, livhem techa v'lachaya? As long as it's available for the wild, then it's available for your domestic animals. Rabbi Yossi, however, doesn't learn it that way. He learns what the pasuk means is simply not to bring the one's produce all at once in one go into the house like you do during the rest of the year. Leave some out in the field. Don't bring it all out. And therefore, as long as you've left some out on the field, even though it's not out in the wild, even though it's still on the trees, then that's fine. You're not chayv to debir. The Tanakama, however, argues with this and holds that the Torah means literally you've got to leave food out in the wild, and that's what you have to do. And if you haven't, if there's nothing out there in the wild for the animals, if it's finished, then that's the time of bir. You have to take it out of your property. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is, in fact, like the Tanakama. Oichlin al hatfichin. We can eat based on the tfichin. What does that mean? What are the tfichim? The tfichim are hard berries that grow by themselves. They stay on the ground for a long time. And the Mishnah wants to tell us that even though these things, these hard kernels are still are available in the field, and they're a very inferior type of product, nevertheless, you can eat that same product in your house quite happily. Even though it's only, even though you've got the better quality in your house, that's fine. Others say that what tfichim are earthenware jugs which were placed in holes in the wall, and they served as nests, bird nests. And Amish wants to tell us that you can eat any quantity or any food that's in your house as long as there's available of that species out in those nests, in those earthenware jugs, for the general birds population. Vala dufra. You can even eat based on the dufra. What's the dufra? That's a tree that produces twice. It's a biennial fruit. It comes out in the summer and in the spring. So you can eat as long as there is available fruits that are of the summer. The summer fruits are still there. Avaloy ala sitvonios. But you cannot keep on eating grapes until right up until the time that the winter grapes are still there, or the autumn grapes. That means these are the grapes which ripen, they finish ripening in the autumn, because those grapes are really, really not pleasant at all. They're quite inferior. They're not really edible. So therefore, you can't say, oh, well, I can still eat my grapes here because there's the sitvonius. No. You cannot rely on the sitvonius, on the fact that there are these autumn grapes available from the out in the wild. Rabbi Huda says he's allowed to eat the grapes even right up until time that the sitvonius, that the autumn fruits are gone. Kolzman shebikru ad sheyilchakayetz. As long as they became ripe or started to get ripe before the summer was over, even though they only finished getting ripe in the autumn, that's fine. You can eat in your own eat your fruits in your own home based on the fact that those are available. Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and one cannot eat just based on the fact that these autumn fruits are out available, because they're really not edible. Mishnah. Hakovish shlesha kvashim, a person who is pickling three vegetables, b'chavis achas, in one barrel, either in vinegar or salt water. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, oichlin al harishon. He says that you can only eat until one of those species, one of that variety, one of those three varieties, is not available out in the wild. But as soon as one's not available, that's it. All three cannot be eaten, because even if the other two are not still available out in the wild, and you have to do beer to all three, to the whole pickling. What's the reason? The reason the Rishon explains is Rabbi Eliezer holds the Rishon Osentam Berachar, and he holds that that variety that's not available out in the public is giving a taste to the other two minim, and therefore they make them also as well. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Afalacharin, he goes to the other extreme. He says that as long as one of these varieties is available out in the field, you can eat all of them. You can eat the other two as well. He holds the opposite. He holds Ha'acharon Osen Tam Berishon. He says that the one that's still available out in the wild, that one that's not subject to beer, that's giving a taste to the other two. And therefore you can eat all three of them based as long as there's at least one of the varieties that is still not subject to beer, that's still available out in the public, out in the wild. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, he takes the attitude, Kol shekol mina min asada yivar mina min chavis. He says, any variety that's already gone and not available for the out in the wild for the chayas, then you have to get rid of it out of your barrel, take it out of the pickle. The rest of whatever is available, you can keep. So he says, look at it on a case-by-case basis. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it's got nothing to do with taste, what gives taste. This is not a kashrus question. This is a question of beer. With beer, we simply say, what is subject to beer that you have to get rid of or take it out and make afka, the rest can stay. V'halocha kidvarav, and the halacha is like his words, like Rabbi Gamliel. The Rambam explains in his Pirish to the Mishnais that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel indeed, not because he said so, not because it says that, but because this din is in line with what Rabbi holds, Rabbi Yeronossi, and Rabbi, and the halacha is like Rabbi against his friends, or against Chavera. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol yerek echad labir. Rabbi Shimon says that when it comes to vegetables, that's different to fruit. With vegetables, it's all considered like one variety. As long as there's some vegetable available, any variety, one variety that's available out in the field, you can eat all other vegetables based on that. So we look at it as vegetables as one family, as one food. Says the Mishnah further, Oichlin Boragila. Now, these words are not Rabbi Shimon's, not a continuation of Rabbi Shimon's words. They are the Stam Mishnah. This is the Mishnah, the Tana Mishnah talking. Oichel Bergila, you can eat Bergila. Bergila is portulaca, or it's called purslane. You're allowed to eat this herb. It's a very nutritious herb. You can eat that variety. Ad sheyichlu sigarius. Right up until the sigarius are gone. Sigarius were a form, a variety of purslane, until they're gone, Mibikas Beis Netofa, from a place called Bikat Beis Netofa in the Lower Galilee. Now there was a lot of availability in the fields out there of this purslane variety. And as long as it's available there, you can eat it in your home, the regular, the other varieties as well.